Hi everyone, Martin Patilla for Life Enthusiast on the internet, on the radio, and on the podcast. Today I have with me the master herbalist, Elijah Free, from Earth Friend Herbs. Elijah, thank you for taking the time.
Good to be here.
Hey, we were discussing the herbs that you put together to create a formula called Arthritis Ease, and another one called TMJ Ease. And you told me that you think that the Allergy Ease is somehow related.
Yeah, they all kind of do really important things. Let's do allergy first. That's a real easy, fast one. So there's a few things that cause allergies, and I find there's one really major thing. Okay, it's we should all be able to put our nose in a rose, smell the cat. Okay, I like to put my, I kiss my cat, so I get my face in the fur. I love to smell everything being an herbalist. And when I was young, I had the worst allergies you could imagine. Oh my God, really bad. They were second only to my mom's, I think. Anyhow, I don't have them anymore once I changed my diet in my very early 20s. So what we have, though, for the rest of the folks who may not have spent decades doing that, we have Allergy Ease. Let me tell you how it works. So the premise here is that everyone should be able to rub their face on the kitty and put their nose in the rose. If you can't, then there is a reason why, because that should be your normal heritage, that you should be able to do it. Doesn't mean that all these people can and you can't. So here's how you can. This is what Allergy Ease does. In your body, you build up a lot of toxins. Those toxins then build in the bloodstream, they get into your lymphatics, they get in your organs, they get all over the place. When that happens enough, it makes your body reactive because it's in an inflammatory state. So pretty much, Allergy Ease is, again, one of those one-trick ponies. It does one thing extremely well and doesn't need to do any more. Its wonderful trick is it neutralizes the acid toxins in the system, so you become non-reactive, Martin, to the things like the nose and the rose and the kiss and the kitty cat and all of those wonderful things, or your wife's perfume or something, or the pollen in the trees with it. Now, there's a special way to use it, so I want to make sure everybody understands this. When you buy this, folks, okay, not trying to get more of your money, but make sure you buy at least two of the bottles of this. Here's the reason why. The first bottle, you're going to do what's called a loading phase. In the loading phase, you're going to do a whole eyedropper or two halves of an eyedropper about every 2 to 3 hours, okay, when you first get it until you can finish the bottle. Every time you do that, though, make sure you drink a nice, good-sized glass of water. I want to see 8 to 10 ounces on up going down there with that each time. That's important because your body's going to want to flush out those acid toxins. If you don't drink the water, it won't work as well. Okay, so the water makes it work with a greater efficiency. After you finish the loading for the week, just go to half an eyedropper 3 times a day. Put your nose in a rose, kiss your kitty, and just go, wow, this is great. I usually suggest people start it at the beginning or before the season starts, or if you're in a part of the country where you go, okay, we're going to get ragweed, or we're going to get all this pollen starting in May, I would start the first day of April, go through the loading phase, and have a few weeks to get used to that. However, if it's the middle of the summer and you're seeing this, and you're over there, and the sky is like, you know, yellow with ragweed and cottonweed and all this other stuff, do the loading phase and take it. It'll work anyhow with it. It just, I usually suggest people get ready for the season, buy that, and then take it throughout the season and then wait a couple, take it for 2 more weeks until you make sure everything's gone, and you should be fine. I have to tell you, this works so well. Now, you're going to look at it and you're going to go, there's only 2 herbs in here. Okay, what's going on with this? Okay, so I first read about nettles working this way, right? And I went, this is incredible. So I tried it, it didn't work. I tried it another way, it didn't work. So I said, okay, what does this mean? It means then there's a special way to manufacture it. I came up with a special manufacturing method for that. In fact, if you even look on the label for Allergy Ease, it even says, I think, highly concentrated such and such. But it's a one of our special proprietary methods. Once I did that, and then we added some rhodiola, it was magnificent, and it works beautifully on that. So that's Allergy Ease.
You really caught my attention with, this works on people who are sensitive to perfumes. Are you saying that the folks that are reactive to industrial smells or whatever smells or cigarette smoke and all of that can use the allergies to clear themselves too?
As long as there is not a profound autoimmune factor going on. Okay, that means you would have to then use the cellies with that. But that's why people, if they think there is, get tested for MTHFR. So if you don't have MTHFR, works great. Worked great on me with MTHFR also in lots of people. But if there is a lot of the environmental, you know, you smell gasoline and all this stuff, you're going to need to be tested for the MTHFR. And then Martin can help you put together a program with that. We'll work on that together. And then you can say, okay, you have MTHFR, you have this, but you need this with it, because this also then contributes a whole nother underlying factor that is probably what's making you susceptible in the first place. So then you're treating two things. You're treating, you could say, the eradication of the acid toxins in the body and cleaning all that out, but then you're treating also the MTHFR or the autoimmune component, which is also making you susceptible and not allowing those to go out. You have to use the cellies to get into a locked cell. Even the allergy ease won't do that. Okay, you would need the cellies. So again, if you have MTHFR, if you have any form of autoimmune, you should really be tested for that, because that means that your treatment for most things will be different. Just want to say on the cellies, for example, is when we first did that, we found that when we gave it to people, that their medications and other supplements that weren't working kicked in and began to work. So if you're taking tons and tons of folic acid and medications for that, if you take cellies, they're going to kick in instantly like that. So you have to be careful. It will make everything, if you have MTHFR, absorb better into your cells, including your medications. And that we have seen numerous times. Those things just kick in.
So if you're on GABA, you're going to be like a rag doll, right?
Yeah, as long as you have the MTHFR, the change is
cool. Great. So how is this related to the arthritis ease? In function?
Well, they kind of both start with A.
Perfect. Talk about
that. There you go. I don't know where to put them. Arthritis. I got to tell you a fast little story. Okay. So I had almost left the herbal thing. I had been working in a clinic and really needed the gig. And a medical doctor in there was doing all the medical stuff. So I had just made the fibro formula, and I wanted to say, wow, let's create a whole new generation. I got really excited. So I said, I've never been able to make, and no one has been able to make, a really good arthritis formula. So I said, oh, that'll be the next one. But being me, I said, let's make it difficult, because the fibro only has five herbs in it. And only four are active. One is actually a passive herb. That's a director. So I said, let's make this one five herbs. And I got it in four, and only three are active. So this is what I based it on. This is, you're going to love this one. People, this is one of my best herb stories. So anyhow, this is what how I did it was, I had read where an old remedy, like in medieval times and other villages and around the world, person had such bad arthritis, you know, calculi buildup and all of that stuff. They would undress them, cover them in honey, and bury them up to the neck next to an anthill. Okay. The reason they would is the ants had formic acid, okay, which is one of the greatest neutralizers that exist in our world. The ants would eat the honey, it would bite them, and the formic acid would actually break apart, okay, and dissolve the calculi buildup. So I said, oh great, we're gonna duplicate an ant's bite. So this is how we did it. Okay. So this formic acid in there, the closest we get in nature is fumaric acid, which is about a molecule in one part. Okay. That occurs in, Iceland moss over there, which is actually a lichen. So we took that, okay, which had fumaric acid. We took Irish moss, which you see in your foods as carrageenan, which is an emulsifier. This one actually is a seaweed, even though they call it a moss. So you get Iceland moss, which is not a moss, but a lichen, and you have Irish moss, which is not a moss, but a seaweed. We combined the two together, and we got pretty much formic acid. Then we took garden variety hydrangea, which has a particular type of phosphorus, which is known to break down kidney stones, like that. And then we just put a director herb into it. And let me tell you how fast this thing works. It's unbelievably fast. It literally breaks down the calculi in the body over a period of time. If you have bone spurs, expect a good 6 to 8 months, though. Bone spurs are big, heavy, thick things. But what it does is it normalizes the metabolism, and so as a result, you don't grow anymore. But then it actually goes in on a molecular level and takes it apart, and then takes it out through the kidneys harmlessly. And so the ants taught me how to make that formula.
Fantastic. So to explain, the calculus, that's that hardening shell that's present in the joint, correct?
Yes, or anywhere in the body, actually. It gets all that buildup in there and everything. It takes it apart, it dissolves it.
Is it at all related to the hardening of the arteries?
Close to it. However, a lot of the hardening of the arteries, I'm finding, is an autoimmune problem. Okay, so for example, I had that problem with that, and of course I have autoimmune. Well, when I started to track this with a lot of people who had arterial sclerosis also then had things like kidney stones sometimes was fairly common, calculi buildup in the body, bone spurs and stuff. So we're finding now that if there is... Now, I want to say the arthritis formula will work even if you have MTHFR. Okay, it works across the board on everyone that has it. I honestly have to say the formula has been around since the early 2000s. So if it wasn't, I think I would have noticed in the last 14 to 15 years if it did or didn't. And it just does gangbusters really well there. So,
So let's talk about the large joints. Like, I understand arthritis in the hands. You just can't hold, can't open a bottle or whatever.
Yeah.
But what about the big joints, like the
same thing,
joint or the hip joint?
Same thing. As long as there's a presentation of that type of calculi, it works throughout the body. It doesn't matter where it is.
Okay. So are there other types of joint pains that this will not work on?
Well, things which are damaged, obviously, on it. But its one trick is that it will break down and cause a reabsorption of those of all that type of calculi between there.
So the sandpaper feeling from the joints, that's what's
going
away, yes?
Yeah. On the bottle, we also wrote a very interesting thing. Let me get to the bottle over here. It says arthritis ease and toxin neutralizer, because what it does is it helps to neutralize a lot of the acid toxins in the body. So sometimes we have a person that has a tremendous amount of acid going on in their system. Even if they don't have arthritis, we'll give it just to neutralize it.
Awesome. So yeah. That would be the people who are irritable, short-tempered, and easy to anger, yes?
Well, no, because I can't really say that's what's causing that. They could just be not nice people.
No, that's the acidic personality or acidic mode.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever looked at it in that way, truthfully. So honestly, it might, but I've never actually done that. So I don't have any correlated information, Martin. Maybe you could tell for that.
I do, because I work with the pH balances, and when you get a person acidic, they are short-tempered, impatient, ragey, angry, and so on. Whereas when you over-alkalize a person, they become indecisive and despondent and depressive.
Wow. See, I just learned something from Martin. That's why I tell folks, make sure if you have questions, call into Martin. Martin is one of the two most knowledgeable people on the planet on these products here. You won't get anybody better. But then you get Martin's incredible background of talking to like about a bazillion people over the years and stuff. Also, too, Martin may have products from other companies that will complement this, too. So that's what you get when you get to talk to Martin.
Well, thank you, Elisha. So, hey, let's switch over to talking about TMJEs.
TMJ. This is your TMJ over here, temporal mandibular joint. This is where people go, my jaw hurts. Now, we need to define what a TMJ problem is. There's two types of that. There's a type where your jaw looks like this. It won't do anything for that when there's physical damage. However, when TMJ, the most common thing that occurs is this. Your jaw is off a little bit. Now, I had incredibly bad TMJ for many years. In fact, we found out that it did TMJ. It was one of those hysterical accidents. We had made the fibro formula, okay, and we were testing it and using it. It was about maybe 3 months into it. And so a woman comes in on Wednesday, and she says, oh, by the way, does this work on TMJ? And I said, well, not that I'm aware of. I said, it's a fibro my algae formula. And she says, oh, well, it cleared up my horrible TMJ I had for years. She goes, I spent a fortune at the dentist. My jaw doesn't hurt anymore. I says, well, I don't know what to say. And I let it go. Okay, Friday was my next clinic day. And a woman comes in and she's telling me how good the fiber formula works. And she says, oh, this cleared up my TMJ. You didn't tell me it works on TMJ. And I said, well, as far as I know, it doesn't. And I didn't think about it, okay? The next week, somebody walks in and says, oh, it cleared up my TMJ. I said, okay, I got to try this. Now, when I was 17, I went in service, and I'm in my combat training. I was a medic. And in my combat training for being a medic during the Vietnam era, I got hit in the jaw with a rifle butt. I missed my block. Ever since then, since I was 17, my jaw hurt badly. A normal day would be about a 6 or a 7, and I have an extremely high tolerance pain. So anyhow, I took the formula. It took about 10 days to kick in, and I woke up the next morning with no jaw pain. And I went, okay, I really got to figure out how this works. So I happened to be talking 2 days later with a chiropractor friend, my friend Sylvia, wonderful chiropractor. And I'm telling her about this, and she goes, oh, well, that makes sense. I says, well, I'm glad it does to somebody because I'm not getting it. She goes, no, no. She goes, chiropractors learn a lot about temporal mandibular joints. So she explained, when your jaw's off one way or the other, is on these joints, which are very small, they get irritated from coming down incorrectly, and guess what they build up on there? Fibrin on the joints. It's a very hard fibrin, and when you chew down then, it acts like a wedge. So what this did was it dissolved the fibrin or caused a reabsorption, and people's jaws set back. Now, here's what I've got to say importantly. If your jaw is off mechanically, it's not going to fix your jaw. If your teeth are off, your jaw's off, you need to go to your dentist and have that done. As it was, right around that time, I met the dentist of my dreams who specialized in TMJ. I went to him. He did a little bit of grinding on my teeth, and I started eating almonds, nuts, and apples for the first time since I was 17. And Martin, this was quite a few years ago. Like I said, a good day was a 6 or a 7 with my jaw. It caused twitching, horrible pain in my nerves over here, some of the cranial nerves. Ever since the day that my good friend, the dentist over there, said everything, never had another problem. We've sold a fair amount of this, but again, if your jaw is off, it can't reset and rebuild your jaw. But for anybody in the Bay Area in California, send me an email sometime if you're ever looking for that dentist, because if you take this along with my dentist friend who specializes in TMJ work, wow. I've sent a lot of patients over there after we've treated them for that. So that's how that works.
Great. So how is the TMJ different from the fibroase then?
Oh, well, we actually reformulated it because I found out what the active ingredients were, and it also helps to reabsorb a lot of the acid toxins from there and other type of, you can get even arthritic buildup in there too. So it's basically formulated to take care of fibrin and arthritic buildup simultaneously. But it's not as strong as the arthritis formula itself. So if you have arthritis like this, okay, you know, or bad joints, and you're taking the TMJ, it may have a smaller effect, but you would still need to take the arthritis formula.
Thank you very much, Elijah. This is
Welcome
for Life Enthusiast at www.life-enthusiast.com. Call us on the phone at 866-543-3388. We are restoring vitality to you and to the planet.